Thank you for joining us today for this edition of our Ag Perspectives podcast. Today, our guest, Cheryl Callahan, the president of Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They are the largest seed stock operation in the U.S. And today we're talking with Cheryl about their annual female production sale coming up in the month of August, the big event. Talking with Gerald Callahan, Express Ranches. Gerald, summertime, and before you know it, you're going to be gathering the folks in for the big event. This is a kind of a tradition for the Express Ranch team. I know that you've got a lot of history with this particular sale.
Yes, a lot of history with this sale. We're going to have the big event on August 20th and 21st. First day, we'll sell about 275 cows. There'll be about 30 of those that will be split in pairs with heifer calves, and the rest will be fall calvers, of which a high percentage of them will already have little calves on the ground, and the rest will calve shortly after the sale. It's a young set of cows that we're really excited about on the first day. Those cattle will be videoed, and we'll not run the first day's cattle through the ring. The videos will be up here in about a week or 10 days. You can go to our website and look at the videos on those cattle. And the second day, we'll sell what we think is the most elite of what we produce. That will be comprised of high-end heifer calves, fall open heifers. There'll be a set of two-year-old pairs, as well as a set of spring-born cow-calf pairs, as well as donors and a few recipients and a couple flushes. And so we're real excited. We think we have, if not the best, one of the best offerings of Angus cattle that we've ever had. We continue to try to emphasize common sense selection, but then we try to use all the technology. All of the cattle have been genomically tested, and the genomics are in their EPDs. And we think we try to combine EPDs, genomics, and phenotype as best we can. And we think we stack up pretty well on that. And we're real excited about this offering this year.
You know, when you think about the years that you've had to improve this herd, to improve the herd, the breed in general, the Angus breed and the purebred cattle that are in this country, Express has had a big hand in helping move that that needle when it comes to the genotype being improved, a better animal, a better female that producers can take and produce a great beef experience.
Yeah, I think we've made tremendous progress, and I think with what we have available, the progress is even going to be greater the next few years. I think as you look at the progress we've made in terms of lowering calving difficulty by genomics and by turning in lots of data, lots of phenotypic data, the improvement on growth, on weaning weights and on yearling weights, the improvement on marbling and ribeye size. Yes, we've increased the product to the consumer. We've increased the quality of it. We've also helped the commercial man increase his bottom line. A lot of these cattle that have been sired here and the genetics that have went from here have helped people get rewarded with a premium for their product. A lot more of those cattle have went into branded programs, whether it's certified Angus beef or other programs, whereby the ones that do a good job and take advantage of the genetics, they can get a higher percentage of the upper portion of the choice grade and prime cattle and avail themselves of those opportunities to capitalize on that. And we're real proud of that. We really enjoy working with the producers that are like-minded and want to improve their genetics and maximize their bottom line.
It's all about that genetic improvement, it seems like. We've heard a lot of discussion about these alternate marketing arrangements, AMAs, as they've talked about the need to try to find more price discovery. But at the same time, it's these AMAs that have helped us get that, more than 80-85% choice or higher from the cattle that are ended up in the packing plants.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. I think that when you look at it, the genetic progress has been significant. And I think as you go forward, we're going to be our domestic market is huge, but our international market is important as well. And one of the reasons is American beef producers, we have access to the international market is the quality component. And the quality component manifests itself in these superior cattle that have the marbling and the genetics, whereby they create an eating experience that's demanded not only at home but also abroad.
Talk to me a little bit about the, you mentioned the high-end animals that are going to be available on Saturday and the technology that goes along with that. We've got some really cutting-edge things that we're able to do to be able to deliver an animal to your buyer, whether it's an embryo, whether it's, as you mentioned, some flushes. You know, these things are, it's cutting edge.
Yeah, we try to avail ourselves of the technology, and we do a lot of embryo transplant work here, both conventional flushing as well as in vitro. And the two or three reasons why we try to do it, but the biggest reason is to propagate the best with the most. In other words, we try to take the truly superior animals and try to get more progeny out of those. We also do it to increase the speed of genetic turnaround time, interval. So we do a lot of flushing of two-year-old cows. We do a little bit to younger animals that are bred. And what we're trying to do is capture the genetic progress and compound that as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the generation interval in beef cattle is a lot longer than it is in poultry or in pork. And so what we attempt to do with in vitro, particularly here, but some with conventional flushing, is we try to shorten that generation interval. We try to make the best young cattle to the best young bulls as rapidly as we can to make that genetic progress that our customers demand.
You and I've talked before about the genomics that have changed the industry so much. I know that you really want to emphasize not just that genomic information, but you continue to want to make sure that you put an animal on the ground that your customer can buy that's going to produce well, going to be able to be able to stand up to be able to handle the climate changes that they may be dealing with, whether it's hot weather, cold weather. That's important. The animal's got to still perform at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you still have to use some common sense, and there's certain things that EPD and genomics are just scratching the surface of. And you still have to look at structure, and you still have to look at, I believe, phenotype, because a lot of cattle are still bought and sold based on how they look. But you also have to keep an eye, as you said, on Mother Nature. We have, in this part of the world, I think we were 15 below Fahrenheit this winter, and we had a heat index, I think, yesterday of 110. And so we have to select cattle, and even if we use all the technology, we still have to use some common sense and some good old animal husbandry and incorporate that in our genetic selections. And because we've got to produce a product that not only is superior, but also is as problem-free as we can get it. You know, the old adage, you know, what's a good bull? A good bull is one that goes out and gets the cows bred. And a real good bull is one that goes out and gets the cows bred, adds value to the calves, and doesn't cause the producer any problems. And that's a real good bull. And so, you know, I used to hear people say he'd be a real good bull if. Well, if you have to put an if in there, he really isn't a real good bull. Mm-hmm. And it may simply be something as commonplace as he doesn't want to stay in the pasture. But if he creates problems for the person that bought him, he's no longer a real good bull. And the same can be said for cows. It's applicable on the female side, too. A good cow is one that breeds first or second service AI. She has a calf unassisted. She raises a big, healthy calf that you don't have to treat. And that calf brings a premium price. That's a real good cow. And then she breeds back. And she does that for a long period of time. And that is a real good cow that makes you money. And if you have to do very much to her, then she no longer is a real good cow.
You mentioned bulls. Obviously, you're starting to organize, your thoughts and your list of the animals that will be sold, in October this year, the annual bull sale.
Yeah, we're going to have an October bull sale where we'll sell some commercial heifers out of the Express Commercial herd in New Mexico. In fact, they just came over here the other day, the bred heifers. We'll sell approximately 300 bulls, 230 or 40 Angus and 40 or 50 Hereford bulls in that sale, as well as some commercial heifers. We're excited. In fact, we just, Kevin and his crew that works here just ultrasounded the July-August bulls that will be in that sale yesterday and weighed them and got yearling weights, and they looked really, really good. And so, yeah, as soon as we get done with the big event on the 20th and 21st of August, we'll be working hard to get everything prepared for the bull sale.
Not only are you cutting edge on the production of these animals, you're also cutting edge as far as the ways that folks can interact with Express for the sale itself. You've got a lot of ways that folks can participate, can bid, and actually pick up and buy these animals.
Yeah, we're on Superior. We video all these animals, so we're on Superior and live auctions, so you can use internet or TV. You can also, and we encourage this, be here in person. Bob loves to have everybody in person, and we'll have the Oak Ridge Boys on Friday night, and we'll feed everybody hopefully a really good steak. And we'll have a lot of fun and good entertainment. And one of the things that's very, very important to Bob and the crew at Express is that we want you to have a good experience when you're here. We want to be as hospitable, as welcoming as we can be. And whether you buy something, which we hope you do, or whether you don't, we want you to enjoy your time and your stay here. And we want it to be fun. We want it to be entertaining. And we want to be welcoming to anybody that wants to be here.
President of Express Ranches, Gerald Callahan, talking about the big event, 2021, 20th and 21st of August at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. Their website, expressranches.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, for today's Ag Perspectives podcast, I'm Ron Hayes.